Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. We're talking again with Dr. Steve Wellum about his new book. It's a significant new contribution to theology, Systematic Theology from Canon to Concept, Volume 1. Steve, great to have you back. Thanks again.
Thanks, Fred, for having me. Really appreciate it.
All right, we're talking about general revelation, and last time we left off talking about sort of a summary of what we learned from passages like Psalm 19, Romans chapter 1, some others as well, that God's greatness and his majesty and his wisdom and things like that are revealed in the created order. Also in human nature, created in the image of God, we have a recognition of God. So I thought I'd start today with an acknowledgement, I think, of the accuracy and the helpfulness of the traditional terms, the Latin terms that are used, sensus deitatis, or sensus divinitatis, and then also the same in religionis. So there's not only an awareness of God, but there's a seed of religion in each of us. There's a recognition of God, and there's also a sense of accountability to God. And we talked about Romans 1:32, affirming all of that.
Yeah, so I mean, here is a very, very important discussion where Christians have differed in historical theology, and particularly I mean, you see it in a number of traditions, but you see it, I think, in the Catholic tradition versus the Reformed tradition. Many people want to say there's not much difference there, but I do think there is a difference. So when you pick up in Calvin, for instance, and I think when I'm mentioning him, I'm tying that true to Scripture in this as well, the sensus divinitatis. I mean, they would argue that from natural revelation, from creation, us as image bearers, we certainly would have the knowledge that we would have as creatures where we learn things, right? So that's called discursive understanding. God has given us eyes, ears, hands. You know, we investigate the world, we study the world. And of course, in a Christian view, we're able to do that because of creation, right? Because of God's design. This is a huge problem in the history of philosophy, of how humans know. But we would argue that as image bearers, right, God has made us designed to understand his world. He's given us capacities, abilities. We can talk about the intellect. We can talk about that. We're not just blank slates. That was the empirical tradition. We don't come into the world just blank. We're image bearers. We're made to know God, and we're made to know his world. He wants us to have dominion over that world. Well, we have to study the world. So our minds and our study of the world can correspond and does correspond to the world. We can obviously make mistakes, but there's the grounding for a correspondence theory of truth and so on, so that we then, by the study of the world, and that is a kind of discursive reasoning, deductively, inductively, all these ways that we reason and so on, we know the world, and we can then ultimately know God. And from that, that's where many would say, well, we look at the effects that God has done in terms of the world. He's created the world, and we can see a designed universe. And then we say, rightly, there is the designer of the universe, right? We look at the world and we say, why is there something rather than nothing? And we say, well, because he caused it. He's the first cause of the universe. It's not an infinite regress. I mean, those are standard theistic arguments. And then we know the world from the study of it. Now, that, I think, is pretty much Aquinas, and many in the Christian tradition argue that kind of view. But I think Calvin goes further with sensus divinitatis, is that we not only learn by coming into the world, studying it, our senses and so on, but there's a sense in which we have a kind of direct immediate picks up direct, stamped upon us knowledge of God. That's what I think he's picking up of this sense of deity. And of course, this seed of religion.